On this episode of Still Loading, number 5. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome back to the newest episode of Still Loading. Sorry for the short one-week hiatus. I've helped a friend move, went to a convention, been crazy at work, but I'm back. I'm excited. I couldn't get anyone for this episode. That was part of the reason why I didn't go last week as well, but I didn't want to go another week just delaying this, so... So let's get this started. So today on our next episode of the 40 for 40 series, we're playing Simon's Quest, or Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest. For those who've never played this before, it is the sequel to the original Castlevania game on the original Nintendo. I covered it a couple weeks ago with my buddy Jamie. And yeah, it's considered, it's a favorite of the series, or no, I'm sorry, not the series, it's a favorite on the NES, not a favorite of the series, excuse me, mainly because it completely changed the formula. The original Castlevania was a platformer, side-scrolling platformer action-adventure game, and Simon's Quest had more RPG elements. It was more of an exploration game. You looked all over the world, you had to go to different towns. The purpose of the game is you're playing as Simon Belmont and you're trying to find the five parts of Dracula, or five body parts of Dracula, so you can bring them to his lair one last time and just kill him once and for all. As you know in the rest of the series, this doesn't obviously always go over, but you get the idea. Yeah, so you travel around all the different towns and you basically just try to find all the body parts and kill Dracula. That's pretty much it. So what I'm going to do, what I always like to do, talk about the box art. It's got a very classic Konami box art style on it. The silver box, it looks really, this is actually really nice artwork. So you see Simon Belmont up in the front with his whip and this kind of maroonish with gold whatever armor and some jewels on it. And then Dracula's just chilling off in the background, wearing these weird ass looking red sunglasses. He literally looks like he's wearing like these like triangle sunglasses that you would see out of like an anime or something. Some bats, and it's actually kind of cool. I like the design a lot because his whip, you see the image and you see the picture of Simon Belmont with Dracula, and the whip is actually coming out of the image onto the side, onto the silver section of the box. I'm actually just looking at this. Like I said, I got this in a box of 40 complete in the box NES games, and this is in really good condition. After this episode gets posted, I'll probably just post a picture of this, because it's the condition of the box is beautiful. Just a little crease, not even, you're not even going to be able to tell. It took me a couple roundabouts just to see it. But yeah, so that's, I mean, there's not much more but to talk about with that, but here, let me open it up so you can hear the box sounds. And we got, let's see what we got here. So in the manual, so here we go. The Second Coming of Dracula. You're Simon Belmont. Bravest of the brave, boldest of the bold, a Gothic warrior respected by kings. You earned your praise not by crushing Viking invaders or Turkish hordes, but by destroying the evil Count Dracula in a duel to the death at Castlevania. Wouldn't it be in Castlevania? Is Castlevania just like one singular place? Like, you go to that Walmart at Walmart, you know? But whatever. But your victory proved painful as the wounds inflicted during the duel slowly gnawed at your soul. One day a beautiful maiden appeared. With a soft voice she warned you that you were possessed by the Count's curse. She said your only hope of destroying the curse and healing your scars was to find the five body parts of Count Dracula and burn them in his castle, ending forever the reign of the Prince of Darkness. Darkness. Suddenly, like the most beautiful visions, she began to fade, and as you reached to touch her, she spoke her final words. Fear not, brave Simon, for if you have the courage to risk your life, you will find the strength to win again. I butchered her last words. I apologize, lady. Final words, whatever the hell. But yeah, so how to play in this one-player adventure. Your quest is to discover Count Dracula's 5 missing body parts. Upon finding these gruesome items, proceed to Dracula's castle where you'll again duel to the death with the Count. But heed the spirit's warning and find the magic cross before entering his domain. This quest won't be easy, for you must battle hideous fiends who stalk the land. Fortunately, the longer you survive, the greater your experience rating and less vulnerable your troubled soul is. So, yeah, there's one more. The secrets to this adventure can be found as you wander around friendly Transylvania. Friendly? Bullshit. There's monsters everywhere. This is lying to me already. Stop and talk to villagers because these helpful strangers will give you clues. Not good ones, but they'll give you clues. Some are also merchants who will sell you weapons and other mystical items. Your purchasing power depends on how many hearts you've collected during the confrontation with evil. I mean, you should know that if you played the original Castlevania, I'm just saying. And another warning from the spirit, a few friendly villagers are town pranksters, and their clues are false. Of course, you'll never know until you take the chance. What kind of a dick would do that? Yeah, I mean, come on. But all right, so yeah, that's just a little bit of a quick overview of it. Things to note about the game: the actual gameplay didn't change too much from the original Castlevania. Got some cool platforming sections. The gameplay does change a lot, but the actual mechanics don't change too. The movement mechanics, I should say, still feels a lot like the original one. Has good control. I will say some of the enemies are horribly bullshit, because you'll walk in and there'll be 5 enemies swooping at you at once and you can't do anything about it because you just entered the screen. I don't even know all the different weapons and upgrades you can get in this game. I played it for about 20 minutes or so, just kind of exploring around, getting a feel for everything, but I mean, from playthroughs I've seen, I know you get a lot more upgrades, and it shows. If you go to the right of the town, it's pretty much easy street. The monsters are pretty straightforward. If you go left, you get wrecked pretty fast. You need something. I'm assuming you can get an upgraded whip. Not assuming, it's there. I mean, leather whip, thorn whip, chain whip, morning star. You know, they're all there. So, obviously, those would help me out a lot with that, but they didn't have much time to get to them all. So the difficulty, I will say, is a little bit more unfair than Castlevania 1. I'm horrible at old-school platformers. I love them to pieces, but I'm horrible at them. And Castlevania 1, I haven't beaten, but I can get up to, the third or fourth boss without wanting to, slam my head through a wall every couple of screens. So far with Simon's Quest, the second screen I got on, besides, you know, making a wrong turn left or whatever the hell, it was pretty, it was crazy, how fast the difficulty ramped up. But what I don't like, and this it was revolutionary for its time, but I don't like this, the day and night system in the game that everyone knows about. One, it is annoying how long it takes for the text to pop up on screen for you to get the warning, hey, it's nighttime now. Well, no shit, Sherlock. But also, I don't really like, I don't like that, but what I really don't like about it is that it goes too fast. I booted up the game, and within 3 minutes it already switched to night, but the night takes forever to switch back to day. So, and you can't, and the enemies are tougher at night, so it's just you're waiting and waiting and waiting to do more stuff. It's a pain in the ass. And you can't do anything in the town at night except just kill monsters. They only give you hearts for your ammo later on, for currency or whatever the hell later on. So it's, what's the point? It wasn't my favorite part. But I will say my favorite aspect of this entire game, and I know most people agree with me on this, is the music. Oh my gosh, Bloody Tears. Even just the, everything. I was, the music in this game is so much better than Castlevania 1, in my opinion. I love Castlevania 1, but, Bloody Tears, even, that's the, the daytime adventure music, but, even the nighttime stuff was pretty catchy. The town music was pretty catchy. The menu music was pretty catchy. All of it was, you know, out of the park type of like good shit. Like, it was really, really solid. I mean, a lot of people already know this, but if you're one of the people who have not listened to this soundtrack, I definitely said, and you like 8-bit music, I definitely suggest giving it a listen. It's a really solid soundtrack, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm probably going to try to find a remix of it to throw in at the end of this episode. Unfortunately, since it's a solo episode, it's a little hard to, like, keep this kind of going, you know? Cause, I mean, I'm coming up on about 11 minutes now, and even this, well, 11 minutes recording, it's going to be shorter by the time I edit all this shit out. So, edit out a bunch of stuff, but, yeah, it's a solid game overall. It's not something that I would, you know, go crazy over, but it does a lot of stuff for game design. It had just the fact that it has a day and night cycle. There's multiple endings, which is not too very common. That's not English. Not too common for the time. It was pretty crazy. It's got a lot going for it, despite the fact that the difficulty's kind of like all over the place. And of course, well known, it's very, very cryptic how you can only progress to a certain part of the game by going over to this one side of the map and kneeling with an orb and having something take you away. Like, it's not broadcasted anywhere, and there's no way you would have known that. And hence, if you watch AVGN, he calls it a Nintendo Power game. No, it makes sense. You can't really see what you're doing with it. But, alright, so, I mean, I don't really got much else to say about this, unfortunately. I wish I could have had more of a conversation, a dialogue about it, but when you're by yourself, like, and you only get, like, 20 to 30 minutes a week to really play it, and even if I gave myself more, like, I don't have a lot of time, so I try to squeeze this in when I can. So unfortunately, I'm sorry if this is a little bit let down, at least for me, of an episode, but I still enjoyed playing it. I still enjoyed talking about it, and I'm looking forward to next week's episode, which will be, not next week's, but the next episode, it will be Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, made by Capcom. And in the weeks coming, I'm going to a video game convention. I'll be at Too Many Games in Oaks, in Oaks, PA. If there's anyone that's going to be there, feel free to, like, send me a message. I'll be around. I don't know if anyone will actually be out there. But in any case, please rate, review, and subscribe. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, listen to some of my older episodes. I guarantee you they're a little bit, not just better, but a lot longer than this one. You can find me on Twitter at StillLoadingPod and also on Facebook at StillLoadingPod. Feel free to reach out to me on any one of those avenues. You can email me at StillLoadingContact@gmail.com if you want to get in touch or anything. And thank you everyone for listening, and I will see you for the next episode.